Chapter 1. The warm sun cast golden light across the tall grass, swaying gently in the breeze. A lone oak tree stood at the crest of a hill, its branches stretching wide to offer shade. Beneath it, Abe Souter sat cross-legged, a small knife in his hand, carefully shaping the curves of a wooden horse. Ruth, his wife, sat beside him, pushing back her bonnet as her face glowed with contentment. She hummed softly as her fingers worked the needle and thread, stitching delicate patterns into a baby blanket that was already half-finished. The soft sound of her humming blended with the rustling leaves and birds chirping. "You're making that horse too big," she teased, glancing over at him with a twinkle in her eye. "Our baby won't be able to hold it." Abe chuckled, holding up the carving to inspect it. "It's not big. It's sturdy. Something they can hold on to when they're toddling around." Ruth shook her head, laughing. "And what if it's a girl? You think she'll want a great big horse to play with?" "Why not?" Abe countered, grinning. "She'll need a strong horse if she's anything like her mother. Stubborn as a mule, but twice as smart." Ruth swatted his arm playfully. "And what if it's a boy? What kind of father are you planning to be, filling his head with such ideas about women?" "A proud one," Abe said without hesitation, setting the carving down and leaning back against the tree. He turned his gaze to her, his expression softening. "No matter if it's a boy or a girl, I just want our child to be healthy." Ruth's smile faltered slightly, and she placed a hand over her rounded belly. "Our child will be," she said, her voice firm, as if speaking the words made them true. "The Lord will bless us, Abe." Abe nodded, though a flicker of something passed through his eyes, hope tinged with uncertainty. He pushed the thought aside and reached for the basket they had brought. Ruth folded her hands in her lap as he pulled out a loaf of bread and a jar of apple butter. "Before we eat," she said gently. Abe paused, setting the bread down between them. They bowed their heads together, and Ruth spoke the prayer, her voice soft and steady. "Lord, we thank thee for your provision, this bread, and the many blessings you have given us. We pray for our child's health and for your guidance in raising them to walk in your ways. May this meal nourish us, and may we always be grateful for your grace. Amen."
"Amen," Abe echoed, lifting his head.
He tore the loaf in two and handed her the larger piece. "You'll need this more than me," he said with a grin. "You're doing all the hard work." "Starving, as a matter of fact," Ruth agreed, laughing as she spread a thick layer of apple butter over her slice. "You'll spoil me if you keep this up." "Good," Abe said with a wink. "A spoiled wife makes for a happy husband." She laughed, a sound as bright as the sunlight spilling over the meadow. "Oh, Abe, you always know just what to say." They ate in companionable silence for a while, the peacefulness of the meadow wrapping around them. Abe's eyes wandered to the blanket, its soft blue fabric dotted with tiny embroidered daisies. "You've been working hard on that," he said. "It's beautiful." "For our baby," Ruth said. She ran her fingers over the fabric, her smile soft and full of love. "Every stitch is a prayer." Abe reached out, covering her hand with his. "He'll be lucky to have you as their mother." "And you as her father," Ruth said, meeting his gaze. For a moment, the world seemed to be still, the only sound the gentle rustling of the leaves above. Abe cleared his throat, suddenly feeling the weight of the moment. He picked up the wooden horse again, turning it over. "Well, I'd better finish this," he said, his voice light. "Don't want our little one thinking his dad can't follow through." Ruth smiled, leaning her head against his shoulder as he worked. The sunlight filtered through the branches, casting dappled patterns over them. The world was perfect, she told herself, their future bright and full of promise. Chapter 2. The fire crackled softly in the hearth, casting flickering shadows over the simple wooden furniture in the room. Abe leaned back in his chair, his boots crossed at the ankles, and watched Ruth as she tidied up. The baby blanket lay folded on the table, its embroidered daisies catching the warm light. "You should sit down," Abe said gently,
his lips quirking into a smile. I'm the one who's supposed to be working hard, remember? Ruth chuckled, shaking her head. If I sit down, I'll start thinking about everything I haven't finished yet. The crib needs another coat of polish, and I still haven't sewn the curtains for the nursery. The baby won't care about curtains, Abe said, his voice teasing. All he'll care about is you and milk. And sleep, Ruth added with a laugh, finally sinking into the chair across from him. She rested her hands over her rounded belly, her fingers tracing idle circles. I wonder what she'll be like. Stubborn, probably, Abe said, resting his elbows on his knees. If he's anything like her mother. Oh, stop, Ruth said, swatting at him lightly. Her smile softened and her gaze drifted toward the fire. I just hope she's healthy. He will be, Abe said quickly, though the words felt heavier than he wanted them to be. Our child will be strong and healthy, you'll see. Ruth glanced at him, her brow furrowing slightly. Do you ever wonder if we'll be good parents? All the time, Abe admitted. But I figure we'll manage if we do everything with love and prayer. Before Ruth could answer, she winced, her hand flying to her belly. A sharp gasp escaped her lips, and she doubled over slightly in the chair. Ruth? Abe was on his feet in an instant, kneeling at her side. What is it? I think, she gritted her teeth, her face pale but determined. I think it's time. The words sent a jolt through Abe. He grabbed her hand, his voice steady despite the hammering of his heart. All right, let's get you to bed. I'll fetch Sarah. Ruth nodded, her grip on his hand tightening as another contraction rippled through her. Abe helped her to her feet, his mind racing as he tried to keep calm. The warmth of the fire seemed to dim, replaced by the urgency of the moment. The future they had dreamed of was arriving. Chapter 3. Abe tucked the blanket around Ruth, smoothing it over her as she lay in bed, her face pale and strained. Her shallow breasts and furrowed brows sent a jolt of urgency through him. Grabbing his coat from the hook by the door, he stepped outside without another word, the cold night air biting at his skin. Sarah Stolzfus's house wasn't far, just two properties over. But the distance felt like miles as Abe sprinted through the fields. The moon cast a pale light over the frozen ground, illuminating his path. His boots crunched against the frost, his breath rising in sharp bursts that clouded the air. He vaulted over a low fence, his heart pounding in his chest. The stubbled remains of last season's corn whipped against his legs as he pushed himself faster. Ruth's counting on me. The baby's counting on me. The faint glow of Sarah's windows appeared just beyond the next ridge, a beacon cutting through the night. Abe stumbled once, his boot catching on a hidden rut, but he caught himself and pressed on. His lungs burned, his muscles ached, but he didn't slow down. When he reached the porch, he bounded up the steps two at a time and pounded on the door. Sarah, he called, his voice raw. It's Ruth. She's in labor. The door opened almost instantly, and Sarah stood there with her bonnet tied. Her sharp eyes scanned Abe's face, reading the fear and urgency. I heard you coming, she said briskly, grabbing her bag from the chair near the door. We should hurry. Abe nodded, relief washing over him. Sarah didn't hesitate, stepping outside and closing the door firmly behind her. Together they set off across the fields, the frosty air biting their faces. Sarah's pace was steady and unrelenting, her years of delivering babies in all conditions evident in her determined stride. Ruth's strong, Sarah said, her voice steady despite the cold. We'll get there in time. Abe didn't answer, his thoughts racing ahead of them. He didn't dare let himself think otherwise. Every step brought them closer, but the weight of uncertainty pressed heavier with each breath. Hold on, Ruth, he prayed silently. We're coming.